Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. When Dak Prescott was lost for the season in October last year, some thought running back Ezekiel Elliott would have to carry the load for the team to succeed. Well, it didn't pan out that way as Elliott rushed for a career-low 979 yards in 15 games. Fast forward to today, where Prescott is back practicing with Dallas, and he says Elliott should be back to his dominating ways in 2021.
Zeke looks great. I mean, Zeke's in the best shape of his life, looking fast. Obviously, everybody's seen the clips of him working out independently with his running back coach and his cuts, just how explosive he is. Excited just to have a full year with him again and getting him healthy throughout the whole season. Once again, when Zeke's healthy and Zeke's doing his thing, he's the best running back in the league. So it's just exciting to see him in the best shape of his life or best shape of he's been in the NFL and know that it's going to be special for us moving forward.
The Cowboys want to dethrone the current NFC East Division champions, the Washington Football Team. But do we know who is going to be their QB1 when they host the LA Chargers week one? Many assumed veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick was brought in as the unquestioned starter for Washington in 2021. But head coach Ron Rivera says choosing a starter between Fitz, Taylor Heinicke, and Kyle Allen will be difficult.
It's going to be a good competition. It really is. I look forward to it. I think it's going to push our football team and make our football team better. I just feel that, you know, going into this knowing we have a proven guy there that has the ability to lead us. But again, we have a guy in Taylor that shows us that he can do it. They're going to compete. They're going to push, and I'm looking forward to it.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, the Rams are excited about their new quarterback, Matthew Stafford. Head coach Sean McVay had to set the record straight regarding his statement last week that he was especially happy this offseason. Some took that to mean trading Jared Goff to Detroit had him in a better mood. But McVay says that's not the case at all.
I hate that I even have to say this, but I think I made a comment earlier that was definitely taken out of context. I am very excited. I have been in a good mood because of the confidence I have in this team. But by no means is that a slight to anybody, you know, like Jared, who has done a phenomenal job for the last 4 years here. You know, I hated that I even have to address that, but I do think out of respect for him and all the good things he's done, I am in a good mood, but that doesn't mean it's not because we're working together or because of just Stafford exclusively. There's a lot of good things going on that I feel really good about and I'm confident about. So don't twist my words when I didn't say that. All right, thank you.
Yesterday, the Dolphins signing linebacker Jerome Baker to a 3-year, $39 million contract extension. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the pact includes $28.4 million in guaranteed money. The 24-year-old posted a career-high 7 sacks last season. Optimism abounds in Miami as head coach Brian Flores led the Fins to a 10-6 record in his second year at the helm in 2020. The Dolphins are expected to be a team on the rise. In free agency, they gave quarterback Tua Tagovailoa a proven deep threat in Will Fuller and spent this year's first-round draft pick on wideout Jalen Waddle. But to get what they really want, Flores believes his young stars need to step into roles they haven't filled before.
We have a good leadership on the team. I think that's something that you're constantly trying to develop each year, especially with, you know, younger players. And you know, I think we've got some veteran players who will provide us leadership as well. And you need it. You know, every team needs it.
Hey, make sure to download a brand new episode of the Around the NFL podcast. Join Dan Hansis, Mark Sessler, Greg Rosenthal, and Erica Tamposi for all the latest news delivered with a touch of humor. Well, that'll do it for me. Have yourself a great week. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.